My guest today is the Executive Director of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Catherine Cochran. It's lovely to welcome you back in person. Thanks for coming in.
Always a joy.
The last couple of concerts I've been to with cellist Stephen Isselis and bass baritone Devon Tynes, I just keep thinking, you just get better and better. And how lucky we are that you are able to attract artists of this caliber to the series.
Oh, well, thank you for your kind words. And it has been a really marvelous fall at Shriver Hall Concert Series. I would say I think we treat artists wonderfully and we always provide such appreciative audiences and sort of success begets success, I think. And we've got a marvelous concert coming up this weekend with Daniil Trifonov, which will just sort of continue that crescendo, as it were.
It is extraordinary. I mean, he's been described as one of the few artists who have burst onto the classical music scene in recent years, with the incandescence of Trifonov. And so at the age of 31, what is it that makes him such a standout?
I think he's got a considerable artistic perspective, and he's just a master at the keyboard. His maturity, his range of color, his thoughts about repertoire are all so special and really set him apart as an individual artist and not just simply a virtuosic person at the keyboard. He's got a real perspective and is just remarkable.
This recital that he's presenting is just massive. Somebody who heard it on the West Coast actually sent a before and after photograph. So there he is bowing, looking fine. By the end, he looks like a wrung out rag. You know, he's just given everything to it. So Tchaikovsky's children's album, a couple of fantasies by Schumann and Mozart, Maurice Ravel's Gaspard la Nuit, and a sonata by Scriabin. I mean, it's just an enormous program. So looking at the two cycles in particular, starting with the children's album by Tchaikovsky, give us some background to that, please.
Yes. So the children's album was written in 1878, and it was inspired by Robert Schumann's own best-selling collection of piano pieces written for children to play called Album for the Young, which was written about 30 years earlier. And it's 24 very short pieces. I think only two were longer than a minute to be played by children and evoking a child's world. So morning prayer, hobby horse, nanny's tales. And it really does juxtapose in its simplicity with the rest of the concert and its virtuosity.
The other narrative cycle on the program could hardly be more different. Treasurer of the Night, I think, is a kind of fair translation of Gaspard la Nuit, and just enormous and so technically demanding.
Yes, it's a piece written in 1908, so 30 years after the Tchaikovsky. Ravel described it as three poems for the piano, and it takes its title from a set of poems by Aloysius Bertrand. And it is one of the repertoire's most challenging and most beautiful works. And he set out to make it virtuosic, actually describing the final movement as an orchestral transcription, although, of course, it's a piece for piano.
Shriver Hall Concert Series continuing their amazing high. And this is with Daniil Trifonov this Sunday, 5:30 at Shriver Hall, just behind the BMA. And full details are at shriverconcerts.org. It's always such a pleasure to welcome into the studio the Executive Director of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Catherine Cochran. Thank you so much for a wonderful season.
Thank you.